أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. With Islamic book, with Islamic laws, still we are dealing with the Hayd issues, and we reached to issue number 489. Yes, but we need to concentrate and to take this or these issues in details and to understand, because it is very important. Issue number 489. If a woman has a fixed habit of hayd, and if she sees blood for 3 days or more, we put it in mind that she has a fixed habit of hayd, and then it stops and is thereafter seen again, the blood comes back again, bleeding again, and the gap between the two discharge is less than 10 days, is less than 10 days, and if the total number of days in which blood was seen together with the intermediary period in which it stopped exceeds 10 days. 10 days. Example, when blood is seen for 5 days and then stops for 5 days and is again seen on the following 5 days, then it has various rules. What the situation here? The situation is that lady or that this woman has a different period or different time of bleedings. Okay, as the example he said, if she sees the blood 3 days or more, then it stops, the blood stops, and it will reach to what? To reach the other gap will continue, for example, 7 days, and she sees blood again, she sees blood again for 5 days or 3 days. In this case, we have, and this gap, and she sees blood again for 3 days, 5 days, more than 3 days. So what is the situation? Which one is blood and which one is not a blood? How about the gap? If the gap exceeds 10 days or it is 10 days, let's see. Here we have, as Sayyid said, then it has various rules. One, if the blood all or part, therefore seen in the initial days, at the beginning days, was during the days of her habit. So the blood she sees, it is where? It is in the days of her habit. Okay? And the blood seen later in the second phase, after the gap, after her temporary state, after her what? After her temporary state of being packed did not come during the days of her habit, then she should treat her first blood to be hayd and the second one as istihab. You see, for example, she sees a blood, for example, 5 days, 5 days, and then she had 5 days, another 5 days as pack, Then she sees blood another 5 days. So which blood is hayd? All the blood is hayd. How about the gap? Sayyid said that only the first 5 days, the first 5 days, are what are dealing with that, treating that as hayd. While the rest is not what? Is not hayd. The rest is not hayd. It will be istihadha. It will be istihadha. The other 5 days. I think that's easy and clear. Two, or point two. If the blood seen in the initial days, is not during the days of her habit. Now, for example, she sees blood for 3 days, 5 days, 4 days, but these 3 days, 5 days aren't in her habit duration. So if the blood is seen in the initial days, is not during the days of her habit, but the second blood, all or part, therefore, thereof, was seen in the days of her habit. The other period or the other blood, all of it or thereof it was what? Was in her habit days. Then she should treat the entire second blood to be hayd and the first as istihadha. So in issue the first situation and the second situation, we notice which blood is situated in her habit days. That blood will be what? Will be her hayd or the hayd, and the other blood which situated out of her duration, out of her habit days, will be istihadha. Point three. If she saw the first and second blood. Now we have another mix. If she saw the first and the second blood during the days of her habit. And if the first blood did not last, okay, and if the first blood did not last for less than 3 days, it means the first blood is 3 days or more, and if the first blood did not last for less than 3 days, means the first blood is either 3 days or more, not less than 3 days. Definitely, if it is lesser than 3 days, it won't be what? We won't consider it as hayd. So, the first blood did not last for less than 3 days. Then that period, along with the intervening days when she was packed, will be what? Period of hayd. Will be period of hayd. But there is what condition? Provided that the total period covered by them does not exceed 10 days. So now we have two bloods and one intervening days. For example, she saw days blood, then she has she become packed for 2 days, and she saw another 5 days, 4 days, 3 days, another blood. But the total number of the days of the bleeding, the first blood and the second blood and the intervening days, the total does not exceed 10 days. The whole days will be what? Will be hayd. Even the what? The pack days intervening between the two bleedings. And as per obligatory precaution, she will do all that a pack lady does and refrain from all that a ha'ir is forbidden to do during the intervening period. Now Sayyid Sistani is telling us that this lady, yes, here is it. Very good. It's a good question. Mr. Ali is asking, what about the prayers she did in between? As a precautionary, Sayyid Sistani said, as a precautionary, that this lady, she has to do what the mustahada do, and she has to forbid, from what? From the ha'af, what she prevented to do during her hayd days. For example, for mustahada, she has to pray. For mustahada, she has to pray. Okay? And for ha'af, she has to not to touch the Holy Quran, the secret of the Quran, sentence of the Quran. She's not going to enter to a masjid or to stay in a masjid or to pass through a masjid. Okay? So she has to work as both of them. For that, Sayyid Sistani said, she will do all that a pack lady does, and a pack lady does mustahava. It means to pray. Pack lady, to pray. She has to pray. Okay? And refrain from all the ha'ir is forbidden to do. All the ha'ir is forbidden to do. It is to forbidden to do what? Yes, as a precaution to fast. As a precaution to fast. But she will have to, she has to be, she will do qada later on. She will do qada. If fasting, she fast through these days, and she will do qada later on. Okay? But how about the prayers? She prays, but she is not going to do qada later on. Okay? All that a ha'id is forbidden to do during the intervening period. Okay. And some of the blood which she continues, yes, to see after the days of her habit will be classified as istihada. You see, some of the blood which she continues to see after the days of her habit will be classified as istihada. Will be classified as istihada. But the blood which she may see a day or two earlier than her habitual time can be hayd. Can be hayd. Because we said that sometimes that the woman, she sees the blood earlier, 1 day, 2 days. We consider that what? We consider that as hayd. Or maybe the blood will be later on from her habitual time. It will maybe comes after 1 or 2 days. All that will be what? Will be hayd. So for that, he said, but the blood which she may see a day or two earlier than her habitual time can be hayd, as it is customarily occurs in some cases of women with fixed habit. Definitely we know that with fixed habit, she knows that she sees blood, for example, in this specific day. Okay? In this specific day. And if the blood comes earlier, 1 or 2 days, we will join that to her habit, and we consider that blood as a hayd. Yes. But if she finds that by counting the earlier, if she finds that by counting the earlier discharge as حيض, the blood which she saw in the second phase during her habitual period will be counted out of the 10 days. Now, not duration. Yes, maybe time and duration. Yes. Yes. Time and duration. Exactly. Now, if she counts those days with the discharge of what? Of the blood and the whole amount or the whole days of bleeding will what? Will be exceeded the 10 days or will be counted out of the 10 days. Yes, will exceed what? The 10 days limit. Then she will consider the earlier discharge as istihada. Here is the point. If the earlier days, blood days, if the earlier blood days, if we count them with her habit or with her discharge, if that all 10 days or lesser, we will count all as hayd. If it will exceed the 10 days, we will count those earlier days as istihada, and she has to pray and she has to do qada if she didn't pray at those days, and the rest as hayd. And we will see that for the example, say that it will give us an example. For example, if her habit was to see a blood, if her habit was to see a blood on 3rd to 10th, from the 3rd to 10th, that will be 7 days, okay, of every month. This is her habit. And during any 1 month, the habit changed. And she saw blood from 1st to 6th. From 1st to 6th. These are what? 6 days. And then remained packed for 2 days. Then we have how many days? We have 8 days. Okay? The habit time changed. Instead of 3rd to 10th, it comes from the 1st to the 6th. Okay? And then remained packed for 2 days. And she has intervening days, 2 days. Thereafter, she saw blood again till 15th. Now she saw blood till 15th. So from 1st to 15th, and she has intervening, 2 days intervening. The rule will be that the blood seen from 1st to 10th is what? Is hayd. From 1 to 10 to 10th is what? From 1st to 10th is hayd. Because all of them is what? 10 days. And that seen from 11th to 15th, from 11th to 15th is istihada. Is istihada. If she sees, okay, if she sees the blood in both, if she sees the blood in both phases, you know, the first period, the first days of bleeding, and the second period of bleeding, if she sees the blood in both phases during her habitual days, but blood seen in the initial days is for less than 3 days. You see, the first initial bleeding days aren't 3 days. They are incomplete 3 days. It is lesser than 3 days. Then it is plausible that she may add the days of earlier discharge to complete what? To complete 3 days. Since she saw blood before her habit, she sees blood before her habit earlier, But inside the duration of her habit, she doesn't see what 3 days. She saw maybe 2 days. Okay? That she may add the days of earlier discharge to complete 3 days and treat the period as what? As hayd. Treat the period as hayd means to complete 3 days, because we said that the lesser duration of hayd is 3 days. If it is lesser than 3 days, that won't be hayd, that will be istihada. Then the second blood, which also fell during habitual days, will be counted as hayd. Also, the other blood will count it as hayd, provided, but in one condition, provided that the total of the first and the second phase together with the intervening days of pause does not exceed 10 days. Does not exceed 10 days. As we mentioned, we need 10 days or lesser. In certain situations, she has to regard all the blood seen in the initial period as hayd. But there are two good conditions for that. Okay. Now, what are these two conditions? First one, the discharge seen earlier than the habitual days must be customarily expected. Customarily expected. What about the days between the two phases? Yes. We said that we consider all of it what as hayd, but she has as a precaution to say Sistani, he said she has to do what a pack lady she has to do. If she has a fast, she has to fast. If she has a prayer, she has to pray. Okay. Now, they said in certain situations she has to regard all the blood seen in the initial period as hayd, but there are two conditions for that. What are the two conditions? The first condition is the discharge seen earlier than the habitual days must be customarily expected. So the earlier days should be what? Customarily expected. Second condition is that what? Is that what? By considering the whole initial period as hayd. By considering the whole initial period as hayd, blood seen in the second phase. You see? By considering the whole initial period as hayd. A blood seen in the second phase of habitual days is not excluded from 10 days maximum. Alright? Is not excluded from 10 days maximum. For example, here is the example. We'll clarify this sentence or this issue. For example, if a woman has a habit, of what? Of seeing blood from 4th to 10th. From 4th to 10th of every month. And she saw it earlier. Say from 1st to 4th. And then there was a brief period when blood stopped, say for 2 days. Say for what? For 2 days. Okay? And again, it continued up to 15th. Now you see, now we have the blood from the first two 50s, from the first two 50s, and it stops for 2 days. Okay, we have from first to fourth, and she has 2 days stopped, and it continued to what? To 50s. The rule is that all blood seen in the first phase, it means from the first to the fourth, is what? Is hayd. Is hayd. And in the second one, after the 2 days, blood seen up to the 10th will be hayd. Because the second phase, it continue from 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 8 days. Okay? So, here Sayyid Sistani said, from these 8 days, we will take to complete 10 days. From the first till 10. That will be what? Up to the 10th will be hayd. The rest will be istihada. The rest will be istihada. Alright. If a woman with a fixed habit of time and duration. Now this lady has fixed habit of time and duration. Fails to see blood in her habit. And sees it earlier. She doesn't see blood in her habit. But she sees the blood earlier or later, it will be considered as hayd. It will be considered as hayd. But if it comes for the equal number of days, but if it, because this lady has a fixed of time and duration, as time and duration. For example, that her hayd, she sees blood from the first to the 7th of the month. Now, the blood, for example, comes earlier before the first 3 days, okay? And it will stops at the 4th. At the 4th. The whole will be counted as what? 7 days. 7 days as her habit. So all that will be what? All that will be her hayd. If it comes for the equal number of days, and bears the size, and also what the blood has the size of hair that we mentioned before. Let's stop here for Islamic today, Islamic laws for today. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.